as a seeming person, we believe that we are conscious of, I'm conscious of the laptop in front of me, I'm conscious of my partner, I'm conscious of the blue sky, But this point of consciousness, we're calling me, and it's not. So we're conscious of everything, except this seeming point of consciousness. What's that? We never investigate that because we believe it's the me. So then we get onto a non-dual path, and the idea of a me has got to be unraveled. So we come to see it is not a me that's here being conscious of. However, there's consciousness here. Now, what's this? Our whole life we believe it's me that's conscious of. That's why we unravel the me. To see what that is. Can we even experience being conscious? No. It's just an idea. Thoughts, beliefs, assumptions, all thoughts. You're conscious? Yes. Or is there consciousness? Yes. Good. Now, what's that? The attention at some point will shift away from the mind to this direct experiencing of being conscious, aware, being here now, the immediate here. But while we're convinced there's a me here, we can't look here. The idea of a personal self gets in the way because there's a belief, no, it's me that's conscious. When it's seen there absolutely is no me, then there's what's left, the experiencing of being conscious. All right, now let's explore that. And it gets explored without mind because it's a direct experience in. Mind is usually in abeyance at that point. Quiet. Be an absolute understanding. This pseudo me, this pseudo self. Is unreal. It's a phantom, absolute phantom. When I talk about amnesia, a personal self is gone. What remains? Consciousness, awareness, beingness, aliveness, life remains. In that state of amnesia, now there's no person, no personal person that's saying, yeah, this is me and this is my consciousness and my awareness and my life and my body and my thoughts and my free will and my. What's left? Just this. Until this idea of a personal self is unraveled and seen for what that is, there'll always be a belief and there'll always be an assumption that is that it's me here that's conscious. Always. It's so strong, this personal self, this personal idea. Idea. It's just an idea. This person stuff does feel real. It feels real. It feels alive. would. If the personal self or thoughts or mind is saying, I am conscious. Of course the me is going to feel real. Is there consciousness? Yes. Is there a me? No. We think or believe it's my consciousness. Okay. Who's taking possession of the consciousness? Who? Who's taking possession of the awareness? Who's taking possession of the beingness? Who? What, indeed? You start to see it's just all thought. It's just all thoughts arising. You start to see that. It's just all thoughts happening. Just happening. Just happening. It starts to dawn on you. Surely I'm more than just a memory. Surely I'm more than just a thought. Surely. And for a while we're still searching around with the mind. The mind is still trying to figure it out. Until it just drops. What remains? Just this. We could call just this all sorts of things, and I'm not going to. All sorts of things. People do. Now, when we think we're a me, no, there's not too many people I've met that love being their me. Not too many. Yeah. And then all we've got to do is just work through the process. Oh, there's not a me here, being or doing or anything. It's a concept, an absolute total concept. Great by thought. God, that's all it is. Seriously. It's so obvious. So obvious. But it's only obvious when it's obvious, in fairness, yeah. It is only obvious when it's obvious. When it's not obvious, Jesus, this can be a slog. What's going on? What am I missing? I still feel like me's here. Just part of the process. It's just part of it. So it's all right. Even when we think it's not, it's all right.
You are listening to an excerpt from a virtual satsang about non-duality by Terence Stevens. Terence holds 3 Zoom meetings every week. To make a booking, start your journey by going to www.terencestevens.com.au.